Okay, she can. She can punch me. You, you
piece of
shit. Go, hit me.
You're wrong.
Stop it. Hit me.
You're wrong. Stop it.
You're wrong. Do it again. You're wrong.
No, it didn't. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Greg Blord, I welcome you.
Hang on, you pointed at Greg and said Bernie Vince, pointed at me and said Greg. But hello, Jazz.
Hello, Emma G.
Hello, Jazz.
Michael Clark, Carl Stefanovic. Yeah. Michael Clark's now ex-girlfriend. We're going to discuss that shortly. Greg Blord.
Well, that news came through last night and it's very confronting.
Isn't
vision.
It?
Everyone, I'm
it
sure,
is.
Would have seen it by now. It is... It's very upsetting for everyone involved, I would have thought. So,
Cops a few, Clark.
Jeepers.
Doesn't he?
Jeez, you
cops
can hear
a
the
few
slap
a lot.
Look at
like,
audio.
And old Clarky, the peroxide one, done a hamstring.
He's
done
the hammy.
He was limping badly.
He was limping. I thought someone must have corked him off camera.
No.
Looked like the end of
that.
A very long lunch to
it
me.
It did too. A big long lunch. And we'll discuss that next, family. Yep. Welcome to the show. We're going to catch up with who? Who?
Alex Carey is coming on.
Tough question for him, you said.
Yes, I have.
Are you going to go with it?
Yes, I am.
You can be a touch ruthless in times like this. Are you going to stand up?
Well, he'll be listening right now.
Yeah,
oh, no. Good.
So he could pull out like Dizzy.
Gary? No, like Dizzy did.
Yeah.
And then went to another station and spoke to them.
And then got belted.
You're right, Bern. I'm going to hit him right
you
between
are.
The eyes.
Okay,
and
well,
I love
on.
Alex.
Let's make it a one-on-one.
You
and Alex
no,
Carey.
Not at all. No,
because you only ever
there.
Have one question, so that'll be a quick one.
Current affair style.
Well, we're current affair. Well, actually, we are with Michael Clark and Carl Stefanovic. He had his shirt off too. Yeah. We'll talk about that next. We could
did
go
he?
Down there. How are you going? How was your day?
Very busy day. Took the kids to Osh. Took the dog for a walk. I did my walk run today for an hour. I cleaned the shower, and now I'm here.
How do you clean a shower?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
What do you mean, how
hands,
did you clean the shower?
I was hand and knees.
I didn't say what position were you in. What are you doing?
How do you
I don't
know. What are you asking then?
What do you use?
Well, you two have never cleaned a shower.
Jiff.
The jiff.
Not at all, G.
Shocking.
These hands are very precious to me.
Yeah, they're outside hands. Yeah.
Might have snuck a bit of golf in as well.
That's where he's been. I was just saying, it's been a busy day. All I heard was I dropped the kids off and then I just sat at home and did
and I was on all fours cleaning the shower.
I was.
What about you,
knees?
You had a bit going on.
I'll tell you one thing I wasn't doing. I wasn't on all fours in the shower anywhere.
No.
But just called in to check on the reno.
Down there.
It's all happening.
Oh, on Newark, the Esplanade.
So, yeah, called close to the Esplanade.
Okay. And you took the kids for a bit of a ride.
Yeah, they went for a ride and a scoot. Harvey wasn't happy. I pumped his tyres up. He's got trainer wheels at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're just rocking a little bit too far for him. So he just got off, threw his bike on the ground and started marching off. Said, now where are you going to go? So I called his bluff and just took off the other way. And
he
sat. No, I thought, oh, well, he'll come running after me. Sat on the hill and said, no, I'm not coming
he
to
did
you.
He did a Lance Armstrong.
Go and fix his bloody trainer wheels. Oh, but he really spat it. It reminded me a little bit of his mother when she spits.
Hey.
Oh, she can go when she goes.
Let's go, baby cakes.
Ooh.
Is that you my
talking
name?
You talking to me?
You're referring to me.
Baby cakes on all fours in the shower.
What's going on? What is happening?
Cricketers are always getting themselves in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Always playing up.
Trouble follows
Michael
them.
Clark, former Australian Test captain, which is one of the highest honours you can get in this marvellous country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last 24 hours, he's come out with a statement regarding his big blow-up with his ex-girlfriend and his brother-in-law, Carl Stefanovic, overnight.
Well, it's not his brother-in-law, but anyway, they're mates.
Carl wasn't involved that much.
No,
he
wasn't.
No,
he watched the footage.
From what I've heard and read and seen on this,
he was
on the front page of the paper, the big bash, I'm thinking Carl and Clark stepped up to the plate and whacked each other. He's hardly even there.
So part of the audio and the vision is Michael Clark being confronted by his girlfriend, Jade, about sleeping with someone else, which I believe is his ex-girlfriend, Pip, right?
Yeah.
But in defending himself, he was swearing on his daughter's life that this didn't happen.
Mm.
And since then, he's come out with his statement.
Right.
So you sort of...
Okay.
I'm absolutely gutted. I've put people I hold in the highest regard in this position. My actions in the lead up to this altercation were nothing short of shameful and regrettable. So is that sort of... It's a... Guilt or not?
Yes.
And if you missed the audio in our opener, here it is again.
She f***ing walk away. She can. She can punch me. You f***ing piece of s***. Go, hit me.
Stop it.
You're wrong. Do it again. You're wrong. No, it didn't.
Jeez.
It's horrible. It's horrible vision. Yeah. It really is. And then it goes on to say, I am shattered that because of my actions, I've drawn women of class and integrity and my mates into this. So that's Carl Stefano. Into this situation. I own this fully and am the only one at fault.
So there you go.
He's admitted his guilt.
Absolutely. Greg, so, what is Michael Clark, what's he like as an individual? Because he has his love-hate relationship with the Australian public.
Yeah, he does.
Who is he?
Does he have any mates? Is he popular? Was he a popular teammate? He was
mates with Shane Warne. He's about the only one that I know that that's played with him and is really, you know, good mates with him.
Yeah.
Obviously, Warney's passed now. Yeah. But, he was one of those – I'd say he was a very different Australian captain. You know, like I think of Mark Taylor, who was – very good around his teammates, did Alan things Border, outside of cricket. Mm-hmm. Ricky Ponting was the ultimate.
Yeah.
I was coach when Michael Clark was captain I was there for three years, so part of his tenure. He was very much like, I think he was good on game day, and then as soon as we got back to the hotel, you just wouldn't see him again. So he would very much keep to himself.
Okay. Is that okay to do that, though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's obviously times where, you know, players might need to speak to the captain. He grew up in the west of Sydney, which is, I understand it, very working class.
Yeah.
But Michael liked the finer things in life. So he's had, you know, Ferraris. He's always lived in sort of the eastern suburbs in Sydney and that. So, he very much, I believe, just keeps to himself, you know. And so I don't know who his mates are. I really don't. I know that he had, there was at one stage, Darren Lehman was coach of the Australian team and organised a get-together when we were struggling against Pakistan in the UAE, a barbecue and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, and in front of everyone, Michael Clark, you know, went up, put his hand up and goes, is this compulsory? Darren Lehman was like livid. And of course, he had that confrontation with Simon Kadich.
Just come back out
and
again.
And that was after they'd had a test win, and no one could ever leave until they sang the Australian team song. And Michael Clark had some
Lara
sort of
Bingle, wasn't
yeah,
he
with Lara
at the
Bingle.
Time,
they had a boat cruise or something that they had organised, and he said he just kept saying, "Can I leave? Can I leave?" And then in the end, Simon Kadich got him by the throat and said, "Mate, you will leave when I want you to leave." So
that's the individual.
So he's obviously, you know, upset a lot of people there, and he's got some dragging back to do. But I think.
Yeah.
Even with his ex-wife, who he had his child with, to, you know, swear on your daughter's life, that was,
Kylie.
You know, so anyway, I'm not sure whether he's admitted his guilt there, but by his statement.
Yeah, well, he's got to own that.
Just following a bit of his
bloody
stuff, like a lot of photos. It seems like he's about himself a bit because his photos of him, how fit he looks and his arms and his all that sort of stuff. Yep. So, I mean, everyone's got they can post whatever they want. But
and I got on with him fine.
Okay.
Like, Michael Clark and myself, we were fine. Yep, good working relationship. Yep. You know, outside of cricket, we just hardly saw him.
And how do you pull a hamstring by being slapped?
Oh, you must have been ducking and weaving a little bit.
He was limping away on the footage. He was limping with his hamstring.
Yeah.
Well,
and Karl Stefanovic, well, he was just the innocent bystander, wasn't he?
He's a bit harsh to bring his name into it, really. Because if you watch the full thing, he was there and he's
I think he tried to step in to break
stop,
it up.
Said stop and move aside, but that's about it. And then, Clark attacked him too, if you've seen
him. He called him a few nasty names, didn't he?
Don't you walk away, Karl.
I would never say, anyway, but... Well, I reckon there'll be a bit more coming out too, just quietly, regarding Michael Clark and where he's at.
Now time for this.
Our next guest dominated this summer.
Alex Carey, a maiden test 100, the pride of South Australia.
Hey, where are the other two boys today?
What do you reckon?
Don't tell them I'm happy that I'm speaking to you and not the other two.
And he's back to speed to all three today. Ooh. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Alex Carey.
Yes, we love having him on, and one of the highlights of my summer was at the MCG when he made his first test ton. Took him a few more tests than it took me, but we welcome him to the Rush Hour. G'day, Kezza.
Hello, Bluey. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. Very good, mate. Now, quickly, we're just going to talk some strikers before we get into what happened during the summer. Play the Scorchers tomorrow. They're a very, very good side. Yeah. Alex, it's a must-win game now.
Well, yeah, that's right. Our finals have probably started. If we want to go through, we have to play the better teams above us in the last two rounds and, basically knockouts. So a great opportunity for us to bounce back.
How hard is it, Kez, to switch formats so quickly? It's been a little bit hit and miss with some of the test players coming back. Obviously, you saw firsthand Steve Smith come out and whack him straight away. But, you know, Warner's been pretty quiet. Kawaja has been a little bit quiet. How hard is it to flick a switch, or is it just cricket?
Yeah, I think it's probably easier coming this way than going back into Red Bull cricket. But look, I think we get pretty excited when you come off a test summer and your eyes light up for some white ball cricket. Mm. And I think we saw the other night that there's got to be some batsmanship involved with Steve Smith going about his business playing great shots.
Yep.
Whereas you probably get a little bit carried away getting too hard at times. So it's great fun. Myself and Travis are obviously keen to do really well and hopefully a big win tomorrow night over the top team.
Kez, are we any chance, because we've only won two from our last nine games. Tell us about what sort of atmosphere you've walked into.
Yeah, we're a big chance. Absolutely, we're a big chance. I think, in this format as well, it only takes one bloke to win a game of cricket. So hopefully that player's on our team tomorrow night. We love playing at Adelaide Oval. I think we play it really well. And, it's a must win for us. So hopefully they're just a little bit sluggish from a flight over. And we're super up and about for this one.
Alex, talking about our boy Trav Head, and we do love Trav.
What a summer he had, by the way.
For the Australian cricket team and the Whites.
What are you building
this
up into?
His last two games for the Strikers, he might as well stay in bed.
Oh, God.
Now, Trav.
Jeez.
Now, Alex, good balls. Has Trav been in a good green paddock of late? Because I reckon I'm seeing a few little kilos hanging around his backside.
Hang on.
No, he's gone all right, Jazz. I think he's got the XLs on, that's all.
Alex, it looks like he's carrying.
Well, if he looks like he's carrying, what are you doing?
Good one.
There it is.
Yes.
Special event, Jazz.
You fire shots, you've got to be really good.
Good, I'll keep firing shots.
Jazz said, his wife said the other day, he's got like a turkey, what's the thing that hangs off your chin? Like
a, we work that out? Not a talon or something else.
Come on. Alex, I've got fluid issues.
Fluid retention, anyway. I think it is. That's all good.
Hey, I want to talk test match now. And there's a big opportunity missed, I thought, in the last test in Sydney. How confident are you? And do you reckon the team will bat you at six and play the extra bowler over in India?
No, I don't think so. One of the best all-rounders in the country didn't play in Cameron Green. So, makeup of that side had to change. I think we're going over there super confident. There might be opportunities for players to maybe shift around the order, but if anything, you could go and bowl Travis a bit more and Marnus in those conditions. So, lots of head scratches for the selectors once we get over there and have a look. We're not far away from jumping on that plane over. I think it's the 31st, so, really excited to get over.
It's one of the great test tours, Keza, so you must be very excited. What about that? Some people are scratching their heads a little bit that you're not playing any first-class cricket or any lead-up games leading into that first test. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it gives us a great opportunity to just hone the skill in the net in a closed environment. I'm not sure what facilities we would get if we did play a practice match. I'd imagine it wouldn't be too similar to Nagpur. But I think we're all coming off a pretty big test summer. We've got an opportunity now to have a little bit of fun in the white ball and the coloured clothes. And then, 10 days preparation. I think it's we'll soon see, but I think it's a good way to, freshen up, train the skill we want to train in a closed environment and then get stuck into it.
Keza, wish you all the best in India, mate. But before then, you got to win a couple of games for us. One against the Scorchers tomorrow night and then the Renegades,
all
right?
Come on.
No, we're pumped, lads. Yeah, oh. I think, you know, look, hopefully it's not the last time we play at Adelaide Oval this year, but if we do, yeah, come out, fans. It's a 4 o'clock start. The kids will be home nice and tight with bed. And, I urge our fans to get out, get behind us. It's a finals-like feel for us. Get the Blue Army out there.
Beautiful. Nice. Good on you, Kez. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
See ya.
There he is, Alex Carey.
Virat Kohli not going that well at the moment either.
Only 300s in a row.
Good luck getting him out.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Let's say hello to Automasters Kerry from Woodward Park. G'day, Kerry.
How you going, boys?
Yes, the boy. Now, we've been busy today working. What do you do?
I'm a plumber.
That's the boy.
Oh, need one of them soon.
Do you? Do you, Boom Boom?
Yeah, just coming up.
Greg, do you need a plumber?
I did it a couple of weeks ago.
What happened?
Well, the old toilet got a bit clogged, didn't it? It wasn't my toilet, though.
You've had one all day. Plumber's crap.
Oh, and you've been busy, young man?
Yeah, flat out.
That's the boy. All right, mate. Now, there's 10 questions. There's 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know.
Yep.
Put your teeth back in, mate.
I said 60 seconds. My bottom lip seized up there, Kez. We'll take your first answer and all the best, mate. Listen carefully. We've already given away an Automasters question, haven't we, Greg?
Yes, we have.
Did you hear the Automasters clue?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, Kez.
If you get that wrong, we just shut it down, don't we?
Gee, you got your lovely fingers ready on the button?
Lovely fingers.
Let's
what did he call you before?
Baby cakes.
Baby cakes.
Let's play.
What former Australian cricket captain is nicknamed Pup?
Mark Clark.
What is Australian tennis star Kokkinakis' first name?
Tanas.
Who are the Adelaide Strikers playing tomorrow night at Adelaide Oval?
The Perth Scorchers.
What country does Lionel Messi represent?
Argentina.
In golf, what is the term for two fewer shots than par?
Eagle.
And the Automasters question, how many best and fairest does Daisy Pearce win for Melbourne?
Four.
True or false, Rafael Nadal is out of the Australian Open?
True.
Who is the coach of the Port Noarlunga Cockle Divers Footy Club?
Pass.
What is the Olympic distance that archers shoot at the target? 60, 70 or 80 metres?
60.
What number will new Adelaide Crows recruit Tyler Brown wear?
Pass.
Who is the coach of the Port Noarlunga Footy Club?
Darmy.
What number will the new Adelaide Crows recruit Tyler Brown wear?
7.
Oh, good effort, Kerry.
Kezza, good.
Yeah. Got through all in the end.
Not bad.
Just.
All right, buddy.
Well, how'd you go with the Automasters question?
Yeah. Gee, scoreboard, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Oh, not bad.
Well done, Kerry. We're going to give you a double pass to go see Amos Gill at the Fringe.
Oh, no worries. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Yep. Keep working hard. Unplug those dunnies. Well done, young man.
Wash those hands.
See you, buddy. Well done. Right. 7 out of 10. Now, they were tough ones, those questions.
Yeah, a little bit tricky, some of those.
At number 6, please, Greg.
Bernie. And that's the Automasters question, or the clue we gave away. How many best and fairest did Daisy Pearce win for Melbourne? Because she's recently retired, or yesterday. Three was the answer.
Number 9, Greg.
Olympic distance that archers shoot at the target in Olympics.
Yeah.
60, 70 or 80 metres. Now, I'm not sure this is... Anyway, the answer I've got in front of me is 70 metres. Now, is that...
Hello.
What have you got there,
Olympic archery. Archers shoot up to a distance of 70 metres for recurve.
So maximum.
And 50 metres for compound in Olympic competition. So we're just looking across here now. Maybe...
I didn't see 50 metres
on
there.
Shoot him. Our producer, Tommy Basso.
With a fake arrow?
With a fake arrow.
One of those suction ones. Right in the forehead.
I used to get my sisters with those things. Yeah, I thought I was Robin Hood.
You've got to lick them first.
I licked them all right. I thought I was Robin Hood. I was dressed up as Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And I had to find Maid Marian. Number 10, please.
And you did.
I did. I found Yes. Banner in a forest.
New Adelaide Crows, she must have fallen over. New Adelaide Crows recruit Tyler Brown will wear number 21.
Revealed on the show yesterday.
Yes, we had
you listening, Clan.
Yes. Nice. Text line's always open, 0488851047. Now, this is a bit unfair from Kieran from Parafield Gardens. Not surprised Bernie needs to ask how to clean a shower. I just asked what you use, and he said, was it Jif?
Kieran.
Diff?
Yeah, Jif.
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 Jif, and you scrub Jif. The...
And
you have to
and
be
a
on all
scrubbing
fours.
Brush.
So yeah, if you've joined us, family, Greg, you were busy today.
Oh, I cleaned
the
shower.
Got on all fours to clean the...
I was down there.
Well done. Sure you need to be...
I've got sore knees now, actually.
You need to be on all fours.
Of course you do. You've got to get into the grout.
What did you use, Greg? Jif?
I just said that.
I said that as well.
And water and a scrubbing brush.
Make sure you don't use Jif, mate.
Good old.
I use something. I got my own.
Oh, what is it? Well, what is it then?
Your pardon?
I was just given.
I use metho, latest spirits, and water and vinegar.
Oh, that's the shower screen, the glass.
Correct.
And a bit
and
of newspaper.
And the grout.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about.
How many showers you got? How many bathrooms you got in your white house? Your four story place at least.
15. And the outside one, count that.
Four showers.
Shame we've got the outside one as well.
Yes, Greg.
Listen.
What?
You don't always get names right, Jars, do you?
I apologise.
He rarely gets them right.
Yeah, it's not a strength
rarely
of yours,
gets
Jars.
Right.
Now, the Australian Open, Tanasi Kokkinakis, Adelaide Zone.
It's Thanasi.
Oh, you got it wrong too.
It's Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Well, I'm going to call him Tanasi.
Anyway,
a journalist didn't quite get the name right after he played his Australian Open tennis match the other day.
Wow.
You will understand why.
No, I'm going to can that.
Oh, he just didn't answer the question.
And I think when he got it right, the journalist, he said, oh, sorry, Tanasi. Didn't he?
No.
Sorry,
wrong button.
Okay. I was going to play it again.
Just have a listen.
Normally, if you're having a crack at someone, forget the name wrong.
All right, you don't get it wrong.
But anyway, the point is, I think you got him mixed up with Nick Kyrgios.
Yes, he did.
That was the whole thing.
Fair enough. They're professional journalists. Get it right. You know, they travel the world covering tennis matches.
Do they?
Get it right.
Yeah, well, you're a professional radio announcer.
Not at all. Not at all.
He's not professional.
What do you mean?
He's
on radio.
I just do this part time. I'm casual. Now, can I take you back to Jar's Diary?
Is this still going?
These are the old ones I found many, many years ago.
Yes.
And it just reflects on my life as a young man because I kept the diary.
Which
about
is surprising.
Where I was heading. Yeah, and I
surprising
did. I've still got them all at home.
Didn't think you could write.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Who wrote them?
Who?
You have spell check?
Yeah, I do everything. Now, I'm going back to 1978.
Yes.
I was a raging 12-year-old.
I'm minus seven.
15th of May. Here is my diary.
Oh, God.
Dear diary, I thought my luck with the ladies was about to change. But boy, oh boy, was I wrong. You see, Jack Solomon and me went and saw Saturday Night Fever. John Travolta had everything we wanted in life. The hair, the walk, and the chicks. We walked home, right arm pointing into the air, hips swinging like a mad woman's handbag. Then Jack Solomon said, "Hey, Jars, you could be the next Johnny Travolta. They've got dance classes every Wednesday when we've got footy training. Footy for girls? That's a fair swap, Dory." So, I borrowed Pa Jarman's bowling whites and waited outside room 10 for Mrs. Turnbull to turn up. And she said, "Oh, my God, Andrew." She was obviously happy to see me. When we had to find a partner, Sharon Hill grabbed me, "Donna Sutter, eat your heart out." Then, this horrible twangy music filled the room, Dory. We had to dozy do. And before I knew it, I was being swung around like a rag doll. As the room spun, I saw Jack Solomon and the boys at the window. They were laughing and yelling, "Andrew Johnny Travolta." More like Andrew Johnny Young. The next time I see Jack, he'll be lucky if he's staying alive. Good night, Dory.
Oh,
true story.
I'm gone.
Oh, my ribs are hurting. What were you thinking?
Well, I wasn't back then. Oh, as a 12-year-old.
So they've sucked you in, but just looked through the window. Oh, I thought they were getting involved as well. Old Solo. Solo.
I got sucked in with Johnny Travolta and Grease. I thought I was good.
Stay alive. Just free practice because of that.
Pass bowling lights.
Don't you f***ing walk away. She can. She can punch me. You, you
piece of
go, hit me. You're wrong.
Stop it.
Hit me. You're wrong.
Stop me wrong. Stop it, guys.
You're wrong. Do it again. You're wrong. You're no, it didn't.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Michael Clarke and now his ex-girlfriend. It was all happening late at night in a car park, and Karl Stefanovic, he's been thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
He wasn't even involved. He just tried to help out.
Yeah. Up in Noosa. Looked like it was at the end of a very, very long lunch.
Great.
So I actually found it very hard to watch. I mean, I've obviously watched it.
It was awkward. Wasn't it shirts off?
Nah.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
Limping around?
No, not good.
What's Michael Clarke? He's come out with a statement, Greg?
Yes, statement today or came out this morning. I'm absolutely gutted. I've put people I hold in the highest regard in this position. My actions in the lead up to this altercation were nothing short of shameful and regrettable. All right, so he's owned it.
Okay.
He's not blaming anyone else. He's owned it, which is admirable, but I think, you know, some behaviours there are
seems to follow concerning. Him, doesn't it? Seems to follow him, Greg.
Not this sort of thing. This isn't sort of pop. He had a fair. I think his time in the Australian cricket team, there weren't anything too scandalous, I don't believe. But he's got some work to do, I would imagine, with some relationships there.
Yeah, absolutely. And on himself.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway, up next, we're going to have a bit of a chat.
This is when he doesn't know what's next. About
pulling muscles. Because Michael Clarke, when he was getting slapped around, pulled his hamstring.
He did.
It
unfortunately.
If you watch the footage, he's now walking.
Yeah, limp.
With a limp.
I was going to say he had a rock in his shoe, but he had no clothes on. No shoes.
What was that?
No.
Gee, you've been real cheeky today.
Yeah, what are these noises? And
Is that a hamstring being pulled? Do it again. Play it again.
Oh, what is that?
I've done like a hammy and that did not happen. Now, Michael Clarke is all over the news at the moment because on January 10 had a big fallout or a fight with his missus, and during that fight, he's ripped his hammy.
Yeah.
this sounds like someone at the bottom of an ocean.
Sounds like Greg jumping like in a bathtub.
Sounds like an orca.
So he's pulled his hamstring of some sorts.
Well, he has, yes. Right. He's done his hamstring. So 133353, when have you pulled a muscle? Like we don't really want to hear about when you've done it playing sport or when have you done it?
Well, I'll share one quickly and then Byrne can tell you. Now, I was doing this charity event back in 1994 when I was with the Adelaide Crows, and raise money for a wonderful cause. Now, I said I'll do 500 push-ups. Right, and back then, to me.
Over what period?
Just 500
in a row.
And someone would donate $1,000 back in the day, but I got to 495. And then I got to 495 and then I tore my groin.
How'd you tear your groin doing a push-up?
I don't know, but I had to have double surgery on my groins back in 94.
No way.
Seriously.
That's a true story.
So I got to 495.
Doing push-ups.
Yeah, and then the groin went bang, the left
groin
just popped.
So the bloke saved his money.
I beg your pardon?
The bloke might have shot you in the groin.
I'm serious. I had to have surgery on both groins end of 94.
Yeah, I twinged a hammy doing water skiing.
While you were playing?
On a Sunday, yeah.
Wow.
Trained that week, just didn't go full pace. So got away with it. It was during pre-season.
So you're out
a bit of running.
You're out on the old skis, water skiing, and it just popped.
Beach start. I just felt it and then thought, uh-oh.
Did you do a dry start?
Dry start, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where you do popping.
No, you do. Yeah.
What about you, Wyatt?
During a Shield game, after the day's play, I think it was day one, down in Tasmania, we were playing this sort of soccer game, keep the ball above the ground, and whoever lost, they had to bend over about 10 metres in front of
is this for radio?
Yes, it is. They bent over.
Pull the pants down.
And they pulled their shorts down.
No.
And we had a pot shot with a soccer ball to try and brand their And anyway, I've come up the try, I'm like, and as I'm just about to kick the ball, I ripped my quad, a 15-centimetre tear in my quad.
Twit.
I couldn't play.
Did you hit his backside with a soccer ball?
I think it just dribbled about.
You wouldn't have missed Buff Lehman's backside back in the day.
Well, that was all like hitting a side screen.
133353, how'd you pull a muscle in a weird way?
Cozzy.
We'll take your calls after this. How did you pull a muscle in a weird way?
Because Michael Clark was getting slapped around overnight by his ex-girlfriend now. Well, no, really? And then he pulled a muscle of some description.
A hemi.
Hemi. Let's go to Elizabeth Downs. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hello, Mr. Jarman. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How did you pull a muscle, Lynn?
It wasn't me. It was my husband. He played footy and cricket till he was near his 40s, amateur, of course. Mm-hmm. And he did it by tripping over the cat.
The hammy, so he's almost half gone down, tried to save it and ripped it.
Absolutely, because he didn't want to stand on the cat and hurt it.
Oh.
He hurt himself.
Well, that's fair enough. Save the cat, lose the hammy.
Beautiful, Lynn. Thanks for sharing
that. Thanks, Lynn. Let's go to Adrian from Golden Grove. Where have you pulled your muscle?
What was that, Bernie?
Jesus,
what?
Bernie, it certainly wasn't at the Stansbury pub.
I was going to say pulled your hammy, but that's not the actual phone. I meant pulled a muscle, but then I got them mixed up and then it sounded like, you know what.
Yeah. It sounds like you're pulling something.
Well, continue.
But, it wasn't actually me. It was one of my friends that was taking a dump and pulled his back out while he was wiping his coy.
Oh. What, he led back to him?
He done his shangs back.
Well, he was wiping his Russell. Jeepers. Jeez, he must have been aggressive. Very aggressive wide.
God bless you.
Had to go through the front.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope you didn't put a finger through the paper. Hey, Sean, let's go to Burton. Shawnee, how have you hurt a muscle?
I currently have a torn pec from a sneeze.
Oh, what?
The boys are pretty keen to let me know about it. Oh,
was it just the one sneeze, or was it one of those ones where you get multiple ones?
One sneeze, mate. One.
I didn't even know you use your pec when you sneeze.
Shawnee, painful?
Oh, mate, I can't sleep.
Oh.
It's horrible. So.
Yeah. Oh,
well. No good.
Can of cement.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Margaret from Cumberland Park. Where have you pulled a muscle?
Margaret, you there?
Yes. Hi, sorry.
All good.
It was my brother, actually, and he pulled a groin water skiing, so it's nothing really too much, but it's more like what happened after. Because when you pull a muscle pretty badly, you tear and you bleed.
Yep.
And let's just say that the bleeding and bruising didn't go down his leg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another part of him went intense purple.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
deep,
okay.
Deep, deep purple and large and swollen and yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, the jeez. Jungle gym.
That thing might have been when you were doing the push-ups, Charles, did it?
No, it didn't actually. No. I had a bit of, bit of redness on the in the thigh area.
Oh,
inside the thigh leg.
Mm.
But his jungle gym just went bang.
And swelling might have helped him out a bit.
Oh, Margaret.
Who knows?
Oh, dear.
All right, thanks, Marg. Let's go to Peter from Tennyson. G'day, Pete. What have you pulled?
Yeah, how you going, fellas? Hey, look, a few years back, I was teaching a year 3-4 class, and we'd get out every morning for the daily PE, and we were doing skipping. And I lectured the kids long and hard. Come on, you make sure you warm up properly and you stretch. And, I did all the talking but didn't do any of the actions. And, of course, as soon as I picked up the skipping rope, I did a one-legged skip on the right leg.
Yeah.
In the calf muscle blue. Yeah. I'd been shot in the back of the leg.
Yeah.
And of course, the kids just lost it.
Yeah.
And I was out of action for about 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh,
we know our
Pete.
Calf.
Yeah, we got some twingy calves
at the moment. Yeah. Well done, Pete. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Let's go to Colin. And let me just get this right. Colin.
Easy.
Where or how have you pulled a muscle? Injured a muscle?
I didn't quite. Yeah,
right. Bluey stuff.
Colin.
Hello.
Yeah, yes. You there, mate. Where have you injured a muscle?
Right me back.
How?
Out of spec.
What?
How did you do that?
On the workbench.
Yeah, right on the right side, mate.
Oh.
Doggy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Might just fade calling down right there.
Thanks, Cole.
Good on you, Cole.
Yeah, and there's jeez, all kinds of
rest
injuries.
Up. I think he lost a pet there.
And make sure your back ice up and rest up.
Yes.
You know, no. Some great calls there.
Great discussion. Where and how have you injured a muscle? I'm going to try and word that right.
Yeah. Some loose calls.
Greg.
Loose calls.
Very loose calls. And it got looser as we went on, I think, especially the last one. But a few texts coming through. I'll just read one. Not a muscle, but a mate of mine dislocated his shoulder taking the radiator cap off.
Hey,
it must have been tight. It is tight. So I suppose if you're twisting, I've popped my shoulder a few times. Like that, I get that feeling that that.
Mm.
If you do it, I've popped my left one a few times, but
there's
radiator
some
cap.
Extraordinary ways to get injured, isn't it?
Dislocated my finger a few times. In
you've
weird
done?
Situation.
Building just, people?
No. Picking kids up. A bit of with half bang, finger pops out.
Yeah.
Put it, I'm pretty good at getting them back in now because it's
Greg,
comes out so easy.
Any injuries in golf?
Ever been hit with just a golf ball?
Have you been hit with a golf ball?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Close?
Yeah, had a few close calls.
Mm.
But, you know, the polite ones yell out four jars. You're very good at yelling that out because it's not generally you're hitting it on someone else's fairway.
Yeah.
He's not called it. You know, the text message there, please. You're lucky I don't go.
What? And well, do what?
No, I shouldn't be violent.
What? Jeez.
Hey,
there's enough slapping going on at the moment.
36ers are playing tonight.
Okay.
There is some
need
talk.
A win?
If they lose tonight, there could be some changes.
Mm.
What?
The Adelaide 36ers are playing
coaching?
The Brisbane Bullets tonight.
Right.
They're being great crowds down there too.
They are, but they haven't been winning.
No, they haven't.
No.
So there's some pressure.
Keep supporting
there's
them,
some pressure coming from what I'm led to believe.
Now, talking about changes next, I might be growing something that I might want to discuss.
Right. Do you want to rephrase that?
Say that.
Oh,
you've
got to be quick. You've got to be quick.
That's next on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Blue and Jarvis.
Let's talk facial hair, shall we? Because what about, have you seen?
Look at your forest.
Have you seen?
Mine's
what
thick.
Do you mean my forest?
You're hairy. Your
I
facial.
I am not hairy.
Yes, you are.
He said
right,
facial,
strip
not
down
his,
now and
not his blooms.
Forearms.
Come on.
I've got a bit of,
You are,
but what about yours?
No, I've got Scottish hair.
And what about mine?
I can't see you, Bern. You're hairless.
Greg, you've got a bit of salt and pepper going on there.
Yeah, a little bit of little bit of side, a few grey. But whereas Jars is just grey.
Just salt.
Just grey and paste.
No pepper.
No, but have you seen that thing that Rue is rocking at the moment, Mark Rusciuto?
Oh, there's God. People that live in there.
What's? He looks like Alan off The Hangover.
Yeah, he does.
Well, like, he's missing the baby.
We should call him Alan. Alan Rue.
Alan Rusciuto. Everyone now, all the guys that are growing beards are sort of like grooming them, whereas Rue's just gone, he's just
rugged.
Gone all woolly. But
yeah.
I was having a conversation with Catherine in our kitchen around Christmas time about growing a beard because I've never grown one. And I thought once my...
Oh, I don't
no,
like
once,
it.
Once all my TV stuff was done for the summer,
okay.
I said to Catherine, I'm thinking about growing a beard. And and what everyone's doing is like, you know, everyone's got the tapered hair, but they're tapering it into their beard. So it's the short sideburns and then gets a bit bushier around the goatee and the moustache.
Right.
And so, and I was fair dinkum. I'm like, why don't I just grow a beard for a couple of months and see
do
what
it
looks.
Do it.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
No.
This is the thing. So Catherine's going, no, I don't want you to grow a beard. She likes a bit of, you know, a bit
rough
of growth.
The edges.
Yeah, like 2 or 3
Why'd
days.
Why'd she marry him then?
Right?
Sorry.
Yeah. But in the kitchen as well, eating his Weet-Bix was Rory.
Mm.
And I look over to Rory and he's got this, like the brows are down and he's looking a little
concerned.
Bit concerned. And I said, Rosa, Dad, I'm just going to grow a beard. It's not... Nothing's going to change. And he goes, no.
You can always get rid of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I can shave it off. Mm. And he's like, no, Dad, I don't want you to grow a beard.
He's off
No, he was.
No.
And I said, Roars, no, I just want to grow a beard. And I started having more of a discussion with Catherine. And as I look back to Rory, he's crying.
Oh!
He's full on upset. And I'm like, mate, what's going on? All I want to do, and I said, what's wrong if I grow a beard? And he goes, this is what. Went straight to the heartburn.
No.
He went, you won't look like my daddy anymore if you grow a beard.
Oh, that hurts.
And I was like, okay, nah, I'm not, all right,
that
mate. I'm
hurts.
Not going to grow one. So I'll never,
good.
Never. What do you mean, good?
Because you wouldn't be able to roll with a beard.
Why not?
I just want to see what, like, because it's pretty Greg. Manly a bit. So I want to see if it'll change you.
That's why. Is that right? Is Greg, that right? Well,
I'm glad you listened to your little son. You've and I'm glad you're listening. Oh, I've had a few. I've rolled with a few because I've got that Viking in me.
Oh, I am. What,
and
Viking
Marion
breath?
Loves it.
And what sort of characteristics does a Viking have?
I beg your pardon? What rough you and heard? Rugged.
Yeah. What else?
Live off the land.
Yeah.
You know why Marion loves it? Because it hides your turkey neck.
Gee!
Yes, G.
Bang! This is a rush hour.
Yeah, not for much longer, G.
Don't you start
what?
Either.
Oh, what?
You couldn't grow one if you tried.
Yeah. No, I'm currently
That's
growing
right.
one.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Starting in September.
Yeah, 2015.
Can you see him lining up with something? Yeah, another text come through. This one's to you, Jazz. You were talking about Thanasi Kokkinakis's presser and the professional journalist should have got his name right.
Correct.
Well, there's a text come through here. This is Timmy from Virginia.
Timmy.
You were a professional footballer and missed a goal from 10 metres out, costing Adelaide a flag in 93. That's a fair point.
Timmy. Yeah. No, we weren't professional footballers at the time. We were part-time footballers in the 90s.
Shut there you go.
And Timmy,
you're getting paid to
Timmy.
Play. So you're making an excuse.
No, not at all.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm not. It was.
You're stumbling.
No.
You are stumbling.
No, I have to be very careful what I say next, but it's very hurtful when that keeps getting brought up. 1993, missing 15, 20 metres out.
Well, it's a long time ago now.
Well, it's not a long time. It seems like yesterday I had that shot.
Yeah.
And Timmy, we were part-time footballers back then, young man.
Mm.
Mm. Now, Greg, the Tour Down Under here in Adelaide, there's cyclists everywhere around the streets of Adelaide.
It's
like bees.
Lycra Central. Stage 3 tomorrow, Tour Down Under, Norwood to Campbelltown. So a bit of a local
turf.
Sort of feel. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's too far.
117K. So there must be some loops.
Circuit.
Yeah, it must be. Yep.
Okay.
So it kicks off at 11:30 from Norwood.
Great weather.
The parade. Oh, nice.
And there's been some funny sights, cyclists wearing Lycra.
Mm. What sort of funny
sights?
Well,
I'm seeing a lot of things hanging out over the seat.
What, body parts?
All sorts of things are lurking from side to side when they're cycling.
Doesn't disguise much, does it?
Matt Shervington.
That's what Marion called me the other day when I was on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fun facts next, G.
LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-LMAC.
Here comes
Bernie's facts.
This is unbelievable.
Incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's final facts.
Now, I've had some feedback about the opener. They want the Benny Hill music back.
Yeah,
and they don't want
gone?
The opener.
That's where's gone. That gone?
Nah, that was part of our DNA.
Well, I am going to do some work on that next week. It's been a busy week
mate,
this week.
Mate, I've had a lot of complaints. Even the boys down at footy training last night at the Cockle Divers all said, tell Byrne, want the old opener back.
Right.
Speak
to Belinda.
Like
she spent hours on
that. Yeah, we love Belinda, but this is a directive from our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who shaves his bloody legs and wears white sand shoes. So we've got to sort him out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it was his idea. So
the facts are magnificent. What do you got for a beautiful Thursday?
January 19 today. Good mate of mine, Adam Jolly's birthday today. He just recently had his wedding, New Year's Eve. 1955 on this day. We've all played this. Scrabble went on sale for the first time.
Well, I haven't played it much, to be honest.
Neither have I.
Mm.
What's the longest word you can get? Jazz, you would be
why are you asking Jazz?
I used to thrive in Scrabble.
Can you spell
dominate.
Scrabble?
Yeah, mate, I used to come up with words that got me a lot of points.
Is it the longer the word, I don't know how it works, the longer the word, more points?
No,
is it,
the more difficult the letter to make a word with.
Like
so letters like Q, X, they're worth more points
than
E or A.
Mm. Yeah, zebra.
So what did you
aren't they
zebra? Zebra. Well,
Z would
be a high point.
Z, you've got to use the letters to make the...
You're on a winner there.
A long word.
We should have a game of three. We should all have the game.
I don't even know if he's able to spell zebra.
You'd knock us off, Jay.
Yeah, you would, Jay.
On this day, 1993, the production of the film Toy Story began. 1993.
This might be good music for Burns Facts.
Very clever movie.
Buzz Lightyear is my favourite.
Buzz,
friend in me.
Yeah. psychic.
Tom Hanks, he was great.
Yeah, the voiceovers had some big stars. Hey, 2013, this isn't a great day, but seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong admitted doping during all wins.
On to Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey show, yes. He opened right up and got them all taken away, which he probably deserves. Mm. We paid a lot of money for him to come here, didn't we?
We did. About $3 million.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Didn't that blow up in the sporting world?
Yeah, well.
Hey, we paid him $3 million to come here, didn't
we?
That, yep. Jeez.
Taxpayers' money.
Mm. Well, that's a hot topic at the moment. Mm. Hey, 2014, the great Bruce Springsteen scored his 10th UK number one album. 10th UK number one album. High Hopes, it was called. Putting. Don't you know these days you pay for everything? Keep going. It's good. Put him ahead of ABBA, David Bowie, and Michael Jackson.
There you go.
With 10.
The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss.
Got some great songs.
The Boss won somebody on Triple M $1,000 today.
Oh, yeah, because we've got the comp going.
Triple Play That Plays. Yes.
Can you say that, Jazz?
Well are you stuffed
Triple Play That Pays.
Triple Play That Pays. Triple Play That Pays.
Say it again, G.
No, I know.
Triple Play That Pays.
Triple Play That Pays.
There's a wordsmith birthday today to finish off. 1964.
Yes, Ben.
Now, I didn't realise that this wonderful lady wrote this song, didn't sing it, but wrote this song. Who wrote this song, boys? This is a tough one because you'd really need to know.
So it's Whitney Dion Houston Warwick? Singing it, obviously.
No. 1964, they were born.
Was Carly it? Simons. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton wrote it,
Dolly Parton?
She wrote it. Here's her version of it. You love. Beautiful voice, isn't it? I don't mind that version.
No, not too bad.
It's a different version, but
not
she,
too bad.
That is something well that done. Not many people would know.
No, great
Dolly
fact.
Parton wrote that song.
Well, she'd be very wealthy.
Oh, yes. Very, very
And I sing
wealthy.
That to Marion every Saturday night before I go to bed.
What, in the bath?
There's bubbles coming out.